הלכה זיין. כיצד ירגל אודם עצמו ודאוס אלו עד שיקרו לו? יעשה וישנה וישלש במייסם שעושה על פי הדאוס המצויוס ויחסו בהן תומד עד שיהיו מעשיהן קלם עליו ויהיה בהם תורך ויקרו הדאוס בנפשם. So it's a remarkable thing. Twice within this parak, in context of talking about cultivating and internalizing the proper deus, Ram has a lashon tamid. Here we just read it in Halacha Zayin, and we had it earlier in Halacha Dalet. Lefichach tzivu chachamim harishonim sheyehei adam shom a praise de'osav tamid u'meshar osan u'machavin osan b'derach hamtzos kedei sheyehei shalem. The mindfulness and the concerted effort to cultivate and internalize the right deus is something that needs to be constant. It has to be a constant preoccupation. If there's anything sporadic about, again, the focus or the effort, it doesn't work. That probably partially accounts for why Tikkun HaMidos, Tikkun HaDeos is such a formidable challenge. I'm not sure how good we are at things which are Tomid, things which require that kind of constant, uninterrupted attention and effort. I think we're sort of more primed for your work, like a break, coffee break, lunch break, vacation, and in certain areas that doesn't work. Sheyeh adam shom de'osav tamid. Yachzov ahen tamid, and that's the formula. Without any, there isn't really any credible, legitimate alternative to that medius. And another very sadistic point that the Rambam is touching upon here. It certainly can be the case that a person will experience elements of Torah as being onerous. That certainly can be the case. When that is the case, the problem obviously doesn't, Rachmana Litzlan, inhere within the Torah. It's not that the mitzvos of Torah are inherently onerous. It's because of this dissonance between where the person's holding and where he's supposed to be. Let's say, Rahman al-Tan, a person suffers an injury, and as part of the rehabilitation, so he needs physical therapy. So the physical therapy, to be successful, is going to be onerous, because a person has to push back in the case of the moshel, against the injury. In this instance, it's against the the character flaw. But Ezel Chochem, a person has to understand that what the source of is that he experiences it as being onerous, A, and B, has to realize that it's a stage. But given what the source is, it's something which is a stage. Lefisha Hashem Oseh Eilam continues Shenikud Ben Hayotzer Hein Haderach Habeninus She'anuch Hayom Olachazva Nikrez Derach Zav Derach Hashem. V'hi she'limdu Avraham Avinu Levanav she'nama ki yedaitiv l'mana she'yitzav ezvanav ezbeisu achva v'shem derech Hashem l'asas tztok l'mishpat. So for the Rambam, when the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu taught derech Hashem, it doesn't just mean sort of in general. It refers very specifically to the Midah Beninus. If you go forward a little bit to Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Paragawi, so within Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it would be on its own a little cryptic. But Rambam in Halacha Gimel, when he describes Avraham Avinu's search for an ultimate discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Rambam describes how Avraham Avinu here too, describes Avraham Avinu's search for an ultimate discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Rambam says around four lines into Halacha Gimel, V'libo Meshotetu Mevin, his mind was constantly exploring Umevin, and incrementally he was understanding, he was peeling away layers of falsehood and discovering elements of truth, until ultimately shehisik derech ha'emes v'heven kav ha'tzedek midaito hanachona. So the Rambam describes that Avraham Avinu's breakthrough, Avraham Avinu's discovery, is hisik derech ha'emes. But additionally, Haven Kav Hatzadek. Kav, similar to its modern usage, it means also a path, a direction. I think we'll have that lashon in Perek Beis of those days. I think the Rambam has the word Kav. Yeah, in Beis. V'al Kav Ze Yase V'shor Kol Adeis. It means a certain direction, a certain path. So what is this Kav HaTzadek that Avraham Avinu discovered? And what's more, how did he discover it? Avraham Avinu was perplexed. Again, he was born into a polytheistic society where no one to whom he was exposed knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were Yechidim in the world, but Avraham Avinu had no connection to them. In Or Kasdim, he had no exposure to Noah, he had no exposure to Shem Ve'ever, even though his lifespan overlapped with theirs. So he was perplexed how who's responsible for the motion and who controls the motion. So Mela, that allows him to recognize that Borei Olam, who's responsible for that. But how did Avraham Avinu recognize, how did he simultaneously discover a Kav HaTzedek? And B, what is that Kav HaTzedek? So subsequently, towards the end of Halacha Gimel, when the Rambam is describing how Avraham Avinu hodiyo li Yitzchak beno, the Yitzchak hodiyo li Yaakov, V'Yaakov Avinu, and I'm skipping a little bit here and there, V'Yaakov Avinu limei bon of kulam, V'hivdel levi uminohu rosh, V'hoshiva v'yeshiva l'lamei derech Hashem, V'lishmo mitzvah Avraham. The mitzvah Avraham, here the Rambam refers to the mitzvah Avraham, right? That command that Avraham Avinu had imparted. The command is the Kavat Tzadik. So what is that? So it's clear from our Rambam and Chazal's days that it means the midah beinonis. And somehow or other, what the Rambam is telling us here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and in Hilchos Deis for that matter, but in Hilchos Avodah Zarah is telling us that together with his discovery of the Ribono Shel Olam, Avraham Avinu discovered the midah beinonis. So how is that true? How did Avraham... So Avraham Avinu, part of the extraordinary godless and insight that he had was to recognize that once we know that there's a Borei Olam, the world is not only a reflection of Chochmas Hashem in terms of scientific knowledge, but it's also a reflection of Chochmas Hashem in terms of moral knowledge and a moral code. Once Avraham Avinu recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara hakol, V'yada sheyesham eloka echad, hu bara hakol, v'ein b'chol ha'nimtza eloka achaz ulasa. So then he recognized that patterns in nature are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moral code. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, that he built into nature, that parents, in some cases in the animal kingdom, only the mother, have this overpowering instinct to nurture and to protect and to provide for their young, totally dependent, otherwise helpless offspring. So Avraham Avinu recognized Amidas Rachmanas, Amidas Chanina. Once the world is the handiwork of the Borei Olam, so that then means that within the world there's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are reflected in the world. The Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the Hashgacha is not, we think of Hashgacha sort of, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intrudes upon nature. But nature itself is the most basic aspect of Hashgacha, the patterns in the world. The Rav Zuchal Lebrach used to say, very, very sadistic, he used to say as follows, that Hagam, that obviously it's beyond not just human knowledge, it's beyond angelic knowledge also, to know, to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But without knowing why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we can say descriptively that Hayos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hu Eino Tzarech Lo Lohem V'Lo Le'echad Mehem V'im Yibatlu Lo Yibatel Hu Le'Bitulam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a being has no need for anything, it's not catering to any need, so we can say descriptively, without addressing the why question, that what that being did is something altruistic. And that's what the Rav used to say, that Bryas HaOlam, it's not just, we sort of think of it as, the ultimate science experiment, you know, that Nikos Schwab was in the lab, and, you know, and he... and produces the world, and the Rebbe used to say that the Bria Sa'olam was a moral act. It's not just sort of a scientific act, but it's a moral act. And Avraham Avinu understood that, and understood that therefore that it's a moral act, and therefore there's a moral code, which is present, and that's how Avraham Avinu, together, bad bevad, with his discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, discovered Kavod Tzadik, discovered the Midah Beinonis. Because again, the Midah Beinonis is the Derech Hashem. The Derech Hashem is the way we characterize his actions. His actions a couple of thousand years later in the Torah as well, but initially in the Bria. The bifurcation that exists today, when in terms of different areas of knowledge, is a modern construct. The sharp delineation between, again, the scientific knowledge, there's moral knowledge. The Rambam didn't have that what he would say is artificial total separation. But the Rambam Maaseh Breishis, that doesn't mean, when the Rambam talks about Maaseh Breishis, he doesn't mean what we mean when we talk about science. He means something much broader, much richer, and much more nuanced than what we mean when we talk about science. We commented earlier here in Parag Aleph how the pshat in the Midah Beinonis is not that a person is a five, but a person rather has within him the zero and the ten, which allows him to act as a five, which is what 99% of the time, if not more, is what's correct. So the emes is, that definition is further reinforced here as well. Ki yadaitev, the Rambam quotes the apostle from last week's parasha, ki yadaitev, the man ashi yitzav, is one of his besu achvav, v'shamu darach Hashem, lasos stoko u'mishpat. So, generally, we contrast stoko u'mishpat, right? We contrast charitableness with din. And the Derech Hashem means that a person is sholeit over both. And that's exactly what, again, as we saw from the Rambam's illustration by Kass, what the Midah Beinonis means. Okay, we'll stop here for now. So Blinad will continue a little later with you.